greatest name in cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, neighbors. Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure. With Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Lee Devine, that's me as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box. This cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Riding for a Fall. Know when Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops taste best? Any time you eat them. They're wonderful with milk or cream for breakfast. And for a snack, nothing beats Sugar Corn Pops. Because they're not just sugar-coated, they're shot with sugar. You get shot with sugar flavor in every bite. From a bowl, from a box, any time of day, Sugar Corn Pops are best. So next time Mom goes shopping, let her know you want those shot with sugar Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok claimed that when the chips were down, any outlaw was a coward. He caught and jailed enough of them to know. He began to have his doubts on one big fight in the Teton country, however, when he and Jingles plowed through a lot of gun smoke to catch two treacherous criminals who were riding for a fall.
Are you sure about what you're saying, Mr. Oakham?
Never been more sure in my life. And I've been assaying gold ore out of half the West for more than 30 years.
Well, there's more where this chunk come from.
Then you struck it rich, Rush Curran, and you'll be wearing a fancy vest before you know it.
Nah, not me, Mr. Oakham. I ain't the kind for fancy vests. I just want enough to live on and send my boy Pepper to school. I'll better get home now and tell him the news. So long, Mr. Oakham.
So long, Rush. Good luck.
Well, Roan, we made it. Let's get home and tell Pepper.
Well, now, Rush, from the look on your face, I'd say Oak had some good news for you.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Don't see it concerns you, Hawk Williams. Steady, Roan, steady.
Now, hold on.
One thing, sure, I ain't never gonna have to borrow money from you and be beholden to you like some folks around. Get him, Roan, get.
He did. I better check with Oakham and see just how good a thing this is.
Hawk, you sure don't miss nothing. I was just coming to find you.
Did he hit it? Is it good?
Good. Best piece of quartz I've seen around here. If the whole mine runs that good, it's worth a fortune.
Well, now, that's just too bad for Rush Curran. Did you have him sign the report?
Yeah, but I don't like it.
I don't give a hang what you like, Oakham. You're working for me and you'll do as I say.
All right. I told him to sign two copies of the report and bent the top paper back so he couldn't see the bottom one. It's the mortgage, just like you wanted.
Then hang on to it till I get back. And while I'm gone, you might as well make out Rush Curran's death certificate, being as I made you county coroner, too.
You gonna take care of him right away?
No need wasting time. He'll never get home to tell his kid about the mine. And this afternoon, I'll have a little job for Wild Bill Hickok. Just in time. There's Rush coming straight down the trail. Now to get set. Take a bead right down on his wishbone and pull the trigger. Got him. Fell right in the trail and ain't moving a muscle. That gold mine's as good as in my name right now.
Doggone it. I wish Bill had taken me with him. Mine in the office all morning with nothing to do. Got me so sleepy I can't hardly keep my... eyes open.
No, you don't, Jingle. Don't you go to sleep, I said.
You got here just in time, Bill. I was about to do it.
So I could see. Anything happen while I was gone?
Oh, nothing at all. Been quiet as a night in the morgue.
Nobody came in, huh?
No. Oh, except old Hawk Williams.
Hawk Williams?
Yeah. He came by about an hour ago, right after lunch.
What do you want?
Oh, he wouldn't tell me. Said he'd come back to see you.
Didn't you think it was kind of strange for Hawk Williams to be looking for me?
Yeah, come to think of it, I did, Bill. He'd not want to be getting close to the law if he can help it.
No, and when he does, look out for trouble.
Uh-oh. Well, here comes trouble now. He's back.
Howdy, Hawk.
Howdy, Hickok.
Jingle said you wanted to see me.
Yeah, I got a dirty job for you to do, Marshal. And I want it done before sundown.
Say, Panhandle, how'd you like our guests at the ranch this morning?
Well, I thought they were powerful, nice young wranglers. And I sure did like the way they went after those Kellogg's sugar corn pops for breakfast. I noticed they had two bowlfuls each. And say, I noticed, too, they knew our little jingle. Pops are sweeter, the taste is new, they're shot with sugar through and through. You know, it's a fact. Sugar shooting makes Kellogg's sugar corn pops so luscious. Yes, sir, these big golden pops of corn are shot with sugar through and through. Why, they're sweetened better than you could ever do with a spoon. Now, folks, enjoy Kellogg's sugar corn pops for breakfast. Just pour on milk or cream. Then have them as a snack any time of the day, after school, or when you're listening to your favorite radio programs. And don't forget, an average-sized bowl full of Kellogg's sugar corn pops gives you your full day's need of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. Plus, lots of other swell minerals and vitamins, too.
So, partners, ask Mom to bring you home Kellogg's good sugar corn pops that are shot with sugar through and through. Within a few minutes of Wild Bill's return to town, trouble in the form of Hawk Williams walked through the door and cast its shadow across the floor of the marshal's office. Hawk said he had a dirty job for Bill, and he wanted it done by sundown.
Now, hold on, Hawk Williams. You can't go ordering Bill around like he was one of your slaves or something.
Never mind, Jingles.
Well,
what's this job you're talking about, Hawk?
I got a paper I want you to serve.
Go on. What's the paper?
A foreclosure on Rush Curran's place.
On his mind?
On the whole kit and caboodle. Now, here it is. Get going.
Where'd you get this?
From Oakham, the county clerk. It's all legal. Check Kern's signature on my mortgage if you've got any doubts.
Rush is a man to pay his debts, Hawk. Can't you give him some more time?
He's got no more time. He's dead.
What? Oh, he can't be. I saw him ride into town just this morning.
You sure he's dead?
I figured you'd have proof, so I brought a copy of the death certificate. Signed by Oakham, the coroner.
Oakham, the county clerk. Oakham, the coroner. Oakham, the land agent. That fat little toad's got more jobs than a centipede's got legs.
This says he was shot down on the way back to his mine today.
Yeah. Now you satisfied, Hickok?
Not entirely, Hawk. You know, you're moving in mighty fast with this foreclosure, John.
Can't help that. I got a mortgage. I'll never get any money out of that kid of hers, so I'm taking the property. I know my...
I think you got a good right to a puck in the snats,
what you think is nothing to me. Now get out and serve that paper, Hickok. That's your job.
Not so fast, mister. If there's been a murder, we'll take care of that first. I'll keep this mortgage and talk to you later. Come on, Jingle.
Come on where?
If Rush has been shot, then young Pepper's out at that mine all alone.
Well, it ain't gonna be easy telling that kid that his pa's dead.
Get doing here?
Howdy, Pepper. All this rode out from town.
Did you see my dad on the trail? He went to town this morning. Should have been back by now.
No, Pepper, we didn't. I'm afraid we got some bad news for you, son.
Bad news? But about Dad?
Yeah. Well, we ain't real sure it's true, are we, Bill?
Well, let's say we're not satisfied and need some proof.
Are you trying to tell me Dad's been shot, Wild Bill?
Well, that's what we've been told, son.
But who'd want to kill him?
No, we don't know for sure.
What did he go to town for this morning, son?
We was dead. He took two chunks of quartz into Mr. Oakham for an essay.
Oakham again, Bill. His name's cropping up too often to suit me.
Yeah. Say, Pepper, can you show me where you got that quartz?
sure, Wild Bill. It's in the back of the mine at the end of the tunnel. Come on, and I'll show it to you.
Blast of luck. We missed them.
Look, Hawk. They're already talking to the kid.
And they're heading into the mine. You know what that means.
Sure. Kids told him about the quartz, and Hickok wants to see where it came from.
Well, that leaves us only one thing to do.
You can't match guns with Hickok. No man ever tried that and got away with it.
There's no matching guns to it. We've got a perfect spot to cover the trail right here. They've got to come back this way. We'll be looking right down their throats.
You mean dry gulch?
Sure. We got rifles and know how to use them. It's a cinch.
Might work at that.
It's got to work. Shot the kid's paw from here, and he never knew what hit him.
You shot Kern from here?
That's what I said. He was right down there about 50 yards when he fell.
Well, then where's his body?
How should I know?
Hawk, I don't like this. I signed a death certificate on Kern, and I ain't never seen his body. How do I know he's dead?
Quit worrying about that. He's dead, all right. Right now, you better be thinking about what's going on in that mine tunnel up there.
We're coming to the end of the tunnel now, Wild Bill.
This is where you were digging yesterday when you found that rich vein, huh?
Yeah, Jingles. I'll show you.
Shine that bullseye lantern right on this wall, Pepper.
Sure, Wild Bill. How's that?
Fine.
Well, what does it look like to you, Bill?
Yeah, it's rich, all right. Take a look for yourself, Jingles. You can even see streaks of free gold.
Well, this tunnel's full of gold. In this county, there's plenty of reason enough for anybody to come gunning for Pepper's gold.
Jingles.
Oh, no, I'm sorry I said that, Pepper.
It's all right, Jingles. I ain't giving up till I know my dad's really gone.
That's the way to be, son. We're going to prove that in short order. All right, let's get back to the horses.
We heading back for town, Bill?
We sure are. I want to have another talk with Hawk Williams, and I got a couple of questions to ask Oakham to do.
Well, we'd better take the Pepper back with us.
Yep, I don't want him out of our sight till we clear this whole thing up.
Bill, if Pepper's paw was dry gulched, it would have been right along this trail.
Yeah, so keep your eyes open, Jingle. By the way, Pepper.
Yep. Yeah, well, Bill?
Did your dad tell you much of his business?
Sure. There weren't any secrets between Dad and me. He told me everything.
Good. Did he ever mention a mortgage on the mine?
No, sir. I know there wasn't any mortgage.
How do you know for sure?
Because Dad used to say, Pepper boy, we ain't got much, but we can hold our heads up. We don't owe nobody a cent. And then he'd grin like that was the biggest thing in the world.
Bill, if that's the case, how'd Hawk Williams
get... Hold it, Jingles.
What do you see, Bill?
Look at Buckshot's ears.
Hey, they're pointing forward, right at those rocks up over the trail.
Quick, Pepper, ride back in the trees. Jump, boy.
Get set, yo, straight
up. Now, Jingles, spread out.
You reckon somebody...
Yeah, Jingles, I reckon there is.
Then I'm going to dust them out of there.
That's wasting lead, Jingles. They're behind the rocks. Ho, Buckshot. Stand there, boy.
Oh, what are you up to, Bill? Steady, Joker. Hold.
Can't make it with the horses. We're going to have to rush them on foot. Come on.
Doc, Bill, that one almost got you. Hey, there's two of them.
Yeah, and they're running down the other side.
Making for the dam, I'll bet.
Faster, Jingles. We can't let them get away.
Well, Jingles, Bill, come quick.
Hold it, Jingles.
Well, Bill, help.
Bill, that's Pepper.
Sounds like he's in trouble. Come on, partner, run.
Let's go.
You pop them right into your mouth at snack time. You pop them right into your cereal bowl long about sunup. Wranglers, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Mighty sweet eating any time for anybody. And you know, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops aren't just sugar-coated. No siree. They're shot with sugar through and through. You get that shot with your taste in every golden nugget of Sugar Corn Pops. And say, cowpokes, you and your mom will be glad to know that Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are extra good for you, too. One average bowlful gives you your full day's need of that good old sunshine vitamin, vitamin D. So why not wake up tomorrow to a big bowlful of those wonderful Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops and keep the box handy while you're listening to Wild Bill? But say, if you're fresh out of Sugar Corn Pops at your house Ask Mom to look for the bright yellow package that's got Guy or Andy riding his horse across the front lickety-split. Tell her to reach for the cereal that's shot with sugar through and through.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
While Bill, Jingles, and Pepper were fired on by hidden gunmen on the trail back to town, Bill sent Pepper to hide in the trees for safety and took Jingles to dig out the attacker. Suddenly, in the thick of the fight, there was a frantic cry for help from Pepper. Bill and Jingles whipped around and raced to find them.
Pepper! Get yelling so we can find you!
Bill, if anybody's hurt that kid, I'll break him in two.
Doesn't sound like he's hurt, Jingles.
Maybe he's treed by a mountain lion. Pepper!
There he is, partner.
Bill, there's another horse.
And a man on the ground. You all right, Pepper?
Sure, Wild Bill. Look, it's Dad.
Bill, it is, and he's been shot. It's a bad wound.
It sure is.
Wild Bill, he's alive. I leaned down by his chest, and he's still breathing. Can you help him?
We're sure going to try, son. Hey, Pepper, hand me the canteen off your saddle.
Sure, Wild Bill. Here it is.
You're going to have to dig for the bullet, Bill?
No, Jingles, he was lucky. Now hold his head up and see if we can get him to drink some water.
There, now, easy. Bill, I thought I saw his eyelids move.
Dad. Dad, can you hear me?
Pepper.
Wild Bill.
Easy, son.
Pepper, you all right?
Sure, Dad, sure. And you're going to be all right, too. Wild Bill and Jingles are here to help you.
Wild Bill, take care of Pepper.
Jingles, is he...
No, Pepper. Quick, Jingles, we got to make a litter and get him back to town. He's got to have a doctor.
Yeah, come on, Pepper, I need your help. You get those rawhide thongs off my saddle, and I'll cut the poles. Move fast, son. Your dad's life depends on it.
Now you get this, Oakham. Your job is to prove to Hickok that everything's legal.
Well, that ain't gonna do no good if he saw us up there shooting at him.
He didn't. We were too well hid.
I still say if Hickok is on our trail, we better get out of town and fast.
I'm not getting out of town for nobody. I want that gold mine.
You're loco.
Loco like a fox. I've got a mortgage on that mine, and it's got Rush Curran's signature on it. Even if he came back from the dead, he couldn't deny it was his handwriting.
Well, what makes you think Hickok's coming here to talk to me?
He was in that mine. He'll come back here to check the assay on that quartz. He's got the foreclosure paper you signed. He'll be coming back here to check on that.
And you want me to make him believe it's all on the square?
Now you got it. And if he don't believe it, I'll be in that other room with two guns trained on his back. That crack between them boards is going to come in handy after all.
You resting comfortable now, Dad?
Sure am, Pepper boy.
Rush, I guess you're strong enough to answer a couple of questions now.
What questions?
Did you see who shot you?
No. One minute I was riding along. Next thing I knew, I come to lying in the middle of the trail with this bullet hole in me. I drugged myself off in them trees and passed out.
Well, that ain't much help, is it, Bill?
Maybe more than you think, Jingles. Now, Rush, did you have a mortgage on the mine?
No, it's on your life.
I told him you didn't, Dad.
Hush, boy. Wild Bill's got more to say.
Oh, excuse me.
Now there's a lad with manners.
Have you signed any papers lately?
Nothing but the assay report this morning.
Bill, you don't have to sign an assay report.
Right.
Oakham said I had to sign both copies.
Two copies? Hey, wait a minute. Did he fold the top paper back when you signed the second one?
Let me think. Yeah, he did. Why?
That's one of the oldest tricks in the business.
Tell him what that second paper was, Bill.
That was a mortgage you signed. Well, come on, Jingles. We got two sidewinders to pick up.
Well, howdy, Marshal Hickok and Jingles. You got business with the coroner, the land agent, the assayer, or the county clerk?
We got business with just about all of you, you little hop-toad.
What?
Hold it, Jingles. All right, Oakham, where's Hawk Williams?
Hawk? Oh, I ain't ain't seen him all day.
All day? What about that foreclosure paper?
I ain't seen him since I fixed up that paper for him.
You satisfied about his mortgage on Rush Kern's mine?
Why, sure, Marshal. Witnessed that signature myself. Kern signed it, all right, with this very pen.
Yeah, I'll bet he did.
And you signed Rush Kern's death certificate after he was shot this morning.
That's right. Dirty shame. Somebody shooting him right while he was so dad blamed happy over his gold strike.
Yeah, and signing that death certificate was where you made your mistake, Oakum.
Huh? Ew, what do you mean?
Justice, you fat little weasel. Rush Kern ain't dead. He's up in our hotel room right this minute.
Hawk, hey, you hear that? I knew it. Kill him, Hawk.
Bill, behind you.
In the other room. Stay with Oakum, Jingles.
Right.
All right, Hawk Williams.
Not
games up. That was your last play, Hawk. Now get out there.
You all right, Bill?
Yeah, Jingles. Let's get these two locked up in jail before they try any more of their low-down tricks.
Low-down is right. Bill, we've run into some mean and sneaking varmints in our time. But these two are so low, we ought to make them crawl to jail like a pair of sidewinders.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, next Friday is Christmas Eve. So, this year as in the past, Andy and I will have a Western Christmas story for you.
It's a story of trouble for Bill and Jingles, but of the good in a little boy's heart at Christmas time.
So long, kids.
See you Christmas Eve.
Say, boys and girls, I know a family where the kids play a big blindfold game every morning at breakfast. First, Mom blindfolds them, and then they reach for the big Kellogg's variety pack on the table. And you know who wins? Why, everybody. 'Cause you can't miss getting a cereal you like when you start with Kellogg's variety pack. Just think, 10 of your favorite Kellogg's cereals, including Rice Krispies, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and Shredded Wheat, each in a generous, fresh-wrapped personal portion. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety Pack next time she shops. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Bill Baucom, Fred Howard, John McGovern, and Howard Culver. Our director was Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orange. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...
Wild Bill!